Welcome to Stories Within Us. I am Lisa Bush, and I am talking today about something that has been on my mind for a while now. I'm actually quite excited to talk about it. It is having the audacity to dream and to dream big. So as you know, Stories Within Us, I love to have conversations with writers, researchers, activists, individuals that are kind of creating this, I like to call it positive and much needed disruption in our world. They're challenging us to change the way we think about ourselves and change the way we think about the world around us. Some of the highlights of my day or my week or my month is having the opportunity to sit with these individuals and hear their story. But what I've realized is that there are some times that I have a story that I feel like I would like to share with you. So last week, I had a solo episode where I talked to you about something that I've also been thinking about, reflecting on quite a bit lately, and that's the idea of modern sexism and anger. I'm doing the second solo episode to talk to you about dreaming. And then we will be back. I have some incredible interviews I cannot wait to share with you. But in the meantime, I thank you. I thank you for listening, and I thank you for letting me share with you what's on my mind. And this is completely unrelated to everything, but I have a new microphone. I have, for the past 28, 29 episodes, been using an older microphone, and my stand for the microphone has been a pile of books. So as you can imagine, when that happens, the microphone doesn't come to me. I go to the microphone. So there have been episodes where I'm like slumped over. I'm leaning over in my chair. It's been a labor of love. And so I finally have like a new microphone stand. So I'm like super excited. I get to like sit up straight in my chair and record this episode. I mean, really, what more could you ask for? Let's talk about dreaming and dreaming big. And one of the reasons it has been on my mind, I think, is that I'm very comfortable and I'm very familiar with the idea of dreaming or visualizing. And I don't mean this like fantasy type situation where I'm just fantasizing of this magical world and unicorns and whatever the hell I'm supposed to fantasize about. But I'm talking about looking at my life, looking at aspects of the world around me and thinking, we could do better. I could do something better. I could make this. I could create this. I could change this. And I think a lot of this has to do with creativity. I've always been a very creative individual. It also has to do with my idealism, which sometimes is lovely and sometimes it's challenging. And then finally, I think it has to do with kind of how I've coped with mental health issues. And that visualization and that dreaming has been a bit of a coping mechanism possibly. But recently we have had layer of challenge, and I felt an element of guilt with continuing to dream. For a few weeks, I felt like there was so much going on around us that to visualize something that filled me with joy or filled me with hope was wrong. And I wanted to share this with you because I have come to the realization that it is especially when things seem impossible or even just really difficult for us, this is when we especially need to dream, have the audacity to dream big, whatever it looks like for you. So in this solo episode, I'm going to explore dreaming big, especially during challenging times, and why it is essential for us to do. I'm going to speak about why especially, and you're like, oh, you talked about sexism last episode. Well, guess what? We're bringing it back in. I'm going to speak about why especially if you fall outside the category of white, male, straight, Christian, able-bodied, and cisgendered, it can be difficult to dream. And I'm pulling a lot of this from a book that I love so much. It's the book Olivia Gia Jones's Professional Troublemaker. It was a book I bought in February as a birthday gift to myself. My birthday's at the beginning of March, and then I found out that my birthday is the same day this book was published. So I share a birthday with the book, and I'll include the link in the show notes below. And then finally, I'm going to talk about why it's important that we do dream big, but we dream our own dreams. And this is something that took me about 40 years to understand. And to be honest, it's something that I still have to always check myself with. So thank you so much for joining me on this solo episode, and let's dive into having the audacity to dream. It's essential that we dream, and I'm going to say especially in challenging times. And while I personally struggle at dreaming big, it's something that I'm really excited to try. It's something that reading Professional Troublemaker and listening to Lavia Gia Jones talk, I have been so inspired to like embrace that in my life. But it isn't something I do normally, the dreaming big. But I have been doing the entire visualization thing for a while. And I'd like to share, if it's okay with you, a story. And the reason why I share this story with you is because I think that we might be able to like cognitively realize that even though there are challenging times happening right now, and there will most likely be challenging things happening in our future, we might cognitively be like, sure, it's okay. It's okay for me to have this idea of hope, have this idea of maybe having a career that I love, have this idea of making my own business, having this idea of being wildly successful in whatever field I'm in. I think cognitively we believe it, and then there's still an element of guilt that can linger. And I'm going to share this story with you because when I started to feel guilt, I went back to this story. And it really helped me to understand, and also like to understand from my heart, if that makes sense. This was a time in my early 20s. I was living and working in Atlanta. And this was around the time as well that I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety. And I remember this day, I had just finished a day at work. It was in the middle of the week. I lived by myself. I don't know if you've ever lived on your own, but you know that time when you come home from work and you are wiped and you are exhausted and you are tired, and you know without a doubt that your refrigerator is completely empty. There are no groceries. There is no one that is going to magically show up and provide you with groceries. Either you do it or you don't eat. And I was sitting in the car in the parking lot and just having this realization, I can't get out of the car. Like, and I don't know if you've ever done this. You're just sitting there and you're walking through your mind, like, I have to open the car door. I have to unbuckle my seatbelt. I have to get the purse. I have to put 2 feet on the ground. I have to leave the car. I have to close the car door behind me. And we haven't even made it into the grocery store yet. Like, we aren't even trying to like meal plan in our head or figure out what we have to buy so we don't leave with like a pack of frozen peas and Pop-Tarts and shampoo and still have no meals for the next day. Like, we're just trying to get out of the car at this point. And I remember just having this feeling of total and complete overwhelm where I am just shutting down. And it's not even a matter of I can't grocery shop at this point, but I can't even like find the mental capacity to turn the car on and drive home. Like, I am just everything, being an adult, life, grocery shopping, it all just seemed too much. And so I sat there in the car and I thought, okay. I even in that moment, I was able to be pragmatic. I was like, you can't just sit in the parking lot of, you know, whatever, in the middle of Atlanta forever. So we've got to get to a place. I've got to either get to a place where I can go in and buy enough food to get me through the next 24 hours, or I've got to get to a place where at least I can turn the car on and drive home. I can't just sit here. And so this is when I thought to myself, you need to just take a moment, close your eyes, and just imagine a time where it is not so difficult. Just imagine a time and a place where everything is not so hard. I don't remember the place I imagined, but I remember it was full of light. It was full of warmth, like I could feel the sun on my skin. I remember the blue sky, a blue ocean. I saw the two meeting in a line on the horizon. And I'm also imagining in my dream I had like tons of food and I didn't have to buy groceries, which to this day seems like a dream. So if you're feeling like, oh man, you know, there's so much happening in our world, there's so much happening in our communities, I can't dream, I'm saying I think we have to dream. I think at our best parts of our life, it's great to dream, but I think too at our worst parts of our life, when we literally, the idea of opening a car door and unlocking our seatbelt is too much for us, we have to dream. And so I hope that if you're listening wherever you are, you know, you might be like, oh, Lisa, those are two opposite ends of the spectrum. Like, I'm just doing okay. Fine. Give yourself permission to dream. Or if you're struggling hard, give yourself permission to dream. Or if you're doing pretty good, I am so happy for you, give yourself permission to dream. And if you're able to, because what I'm pushing myself to do now is to go bigger, to not just dream of a time where things are manageable, where things are like not too bad. Because I think that's what I do a lot of times, like just envision something that just doesn't suck too much, right? Like just imagine where things aren't too bad. What I'd like for us to do is dream of a time where things are phenomenal. And right now, I think things are so far removed from phenomenal, both in the collective, and most of us are probably feeling this deeply in our individual lives as well. This is when we have to dream. I always think that activists of any sort have to be dreamers, because what activists are essentially doing, whatever they're proposing, whether it's like abolishing the police force, abolishing prisons, equal pay, living wages, an earth that is thriving, all of this has a similarity. And that is that it requires the ability to dream of something that we have not yet experienced, at least not in our lifetimes. And then we devote our time and energy to that audacious dream. I want to tell you a little bit about Lovey Ajia Jones's Professional Troublemaker. So it is a book that fed my soul. It pushed me, challenged me, taught me. It made me angry. It made me laugh. So in this book that you should definitely read, and I'll include it in the show notes below, Lovey in chapter 4 speaks about dreaming audaciously. In the subtitle of the chapter, she writes, "We fear having too much hope." We fear having too much hope. And this is one of those things that I don't know if it happens to you, but you read it and you kind of just freeze because you were like, you can feel the truth of that statement as it relates to you. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that it most likely relates to many of us, that this idea of dreaming and dreaming big has been programmed into us as wrong or impossible or selfish. Lovey writes on the chapter of dreaming audaciously that many of us have lost the ability to dream, or we were never allowed to have it in the first place, since we live in a world that makes it really hard if you're not white, male, straight, Christian, able-bodied, and cisgendered. We've been bound by oppressive systems that are designed not to give an inch, even when we earn a mile. So in Professional Troublemaker, in the chapter Dream Audaciously, Lovey tells the story of Summit and Powder Mountain. And this makes me laugh and want to cry at the same time because it's so true. It's so outrageous. And yeah, just yeah. So now Summit is this like by invitation organization that started with, in Lovey's words, a bunch of white guys. And they would invite their friends to a cabin on Powder Mountain to meet. And I don't know what else. They hung out in a cabin on a mountain. Now, I'm going to stop right there and just say the idea of me being able to leave my family and hang out on a mountain, like, oh my God, like that in and of itself, I would be like, oh, I'm so grateful. I'm going to write gratitude lists. Like, I have this time away. I have this time to be with other like-minded individuals. Like, what an amazing opportunity. And I would return back to my family, like feeling refreshed and feeling grateful for my partner for picking up the extra work so I could go to this mountain. This was not the case. This was not the case with the white guys that met on Powder Mountain. They thought, hey, we really like to get together. We would like to have this organization. Let's buy the mountain. Let's just buy the mountain. It's ours. And so for $40 million, they bought the mountain. This is to illustrate. There is, generally speaking, a disparity about how certain people are allowed to dream. And this is why right now, anyone who has been told in your lifetime, don't get ahead of yourself, think of the family, are you sure you qualify? This is why I think we really need to start dreaming big. Lavia Gia Jones, in addition to her incredible book, Professional Troublemaker, she has had a podcast for a while now. It's under the name Professional Troublemaker, so check it out, listen to it. I absolutely love it. But there's an episode that she does right around the time her book is released with Elizabeth Gilbert. And they talk about Summit and Powder Mountain and the men buying the mountains. And they talk about why it is so important for us to dream big. And I'm going to leave you with this thought. Elizabeth Gilbert in The Conversation says, every woman who liberates herself from the smallness of the box liberates another. Okay, so like the two incredible women having a podcast conversation together, check it out, listen to it. But as we tend to shrink, as we tend to be, we're dreaming too big, I just invite you to think of that every woman who liberates herself from the smallness of the box liberates another. Conclusion, buy the book Professional Troublemaker and dream big. So if you're following with me this far, thank you. But you might be like, okay, Lisa, I'm okay with visualizing a future for myself in a world that is amazing. And I realize that there is a whole system at play that tells me I'm not worthy of having these dreams, but I'm going to do it anyway. Awesome. Here's the final point. Dream your own dream. True story. See, this is my stories within us. I'm sharing you the story within me. True story. At one point fairly recently, I made a spreadsheet. I made a spreadsheet that listed all the things I wanted to accomplish in the short term, medium, and long term. These goals included like getting my PhD, moving up in my career, publishing, presenting at conferences, and a whole bunch of other stuff. I worked on this list for almost 3 years. Like I would monthly go in, I would highlight items as I was accomplishing them. I would write notes in about what I had just done and what my next steps were in each category. And yes, of course, they were categorized. Like I love a good spreadsheet. it was broken into personal goals, professional goals, 3 years down the road, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. Like it was ridiculous. Okay. It took me almost 3 years to realize that every time I opened the spreadsheet, I got like this tight feeling in my chest and like my breathing became shallow. And after I was done working on it, I became like agitated and irritated. Basically, this spreadsheet that housed my dreams, I'm using air quotes around my dreams, was causing me anxiety to look at it. It was like stressing me out. So I asked myself some questions. I was like, do you really want to do all this? And I was like, no, not really. And then I had to sit with myself and figure out what I wanted to do. What do you want to do, Lisa? And I realized mostly what I wanted to do was like sleep and take naps and go for walks and make stuff and read books. So I started what is turning out to be a very long journey of me figuring out exactly what I want for me, my own dreams. So as you start to dream, be careful. And I think of the saying, the world is too much with us. Sometimes when we dream of what like we think our partner would want for us, or we think our coworkers would be impressed with, or we think of family would want for us to dream about. Outside influences can and often do, at least for me, creep in. So just remember, yes to dreaming your own dreams and unapologetically following them. Yes to all of that. So that was the story that I've been having and holding within me for a while about dreaming, and I'm sharing it with you. I hope this was a little inspirational. Last podcast was a little pissed off. I hope this was a little more inspirational. Yeah, and let me know your thoughts. Are you able to dream? Are you comfortable with the idea of dreaming big? If you love this episode, feel free to leave a review, leave a star rating, post it on social media. Help Stories Within Us grow and help us to share the stories of all those featured on the podcast. So thank you, as always, for listening. I wish you a wonderful rest of the week. I wish you the ability to dream and to dream big. And here's to creating change within us and change around us, one story at a time. We'll talk soon.